self-promotion is hard. You know, most days I post about at least one of my word games, and I used to try to post about all of them, but as there have been more and more, I now usually post one or two a day. And there are still people who don't know that I make word games. I have local friends who don't know that I'm in a show right now. I have local friends who don't know that I'm in comedy sports or what comedy sports is, because people don't see every post, right? They see the post from the people they interact with the most. Some people don't really use social at all, but like, you're constantly promoting stuff. At least I'm constantly promoting stuff, and I know I'm not alone in this. And it's, I don't know, it feels endless sometimes. And sometimes it also feels pointless? Question mark in his voice.
Your Daily Lex.
I mention all this because, you know, I'm in a production of Bat Boy right now, and I've posted about it a couple times. And my own sister-in-law, who is fairly local, recently said, "Wait, you're in a show? What show are you in?" It's just funny to me because I've posted about it a couple times. And I do comedy sports a couple Saturdays every month. And I have friends who don't know what that is. I also have friends who have gone a couple times, and then I get it. They don't necessarily want to go all the time, nor should they. But then it's like, when do they go again? Because it is fun and it's different each time. So this past Saturday, I had a comedy sports match. And as I do anytime I'm in the match, I had promoted it on my social accounts during the week. But most of my friends were going to see Lauren and Rent that day, which is fine. I saw it the day before, so I was covered. But yeah, we had competing shows. Hers had way more people in the audience than mine did, and which is kind of my point. So, you know, comedy sports, a sellout crowd for us in the space that we have is roughly 50 or so people. And, you know, a healthy crowd is around 30 people, because it's improv and it's every single week. You get it. If we were in a better venue or a bigger city, that could be a bigger crowd. But, you know, 30 to 40 people is what we're aiming for most of the time. And we had one pre-sale for the match that I was the referee for Saturday night. And we were talking about, what do we do if the crowd is just one person, or even if it's just a handful of people? And we decided we would do an abridged show and give anybody who was there a ticket to come back free any other time they wanted. But then the person who was coming, you know, we had looked him up because he had an unusual name and we didn't know who he was. And then we realized he knew several of the people in comedy sports that night. Great. Made sense. He was coming. But he texted his friends. He was going to be 10 or 20 minutes late. But then other walk-ins started coming in. So we had a crowd of 20 something people and then, you know, 25 people. So not huge, not a massive crowd by any stretch, but, you know, worth doing a regular show, which we did. And then this guy walked in a little bit late, and, I'm refereeing the match and it's fun. And I stop things for a minute. I say, I'm not singling him out for being late. I'm saying, hey, you know, I just want to try something. Is your name Andrew? And he's like, yes. And I just stare at him for a minute. I'm like, and do you work at UPenn? And he's like, how are you doing this? And I was like, oh, I'm just trying out some skills. And then I moved on. And he, you know, a minute or so later realized, oh, I must have talked to other people who did know him, which is exactly what happened. But that was fun. I enjoyed that. But yeah, I'm in comedy sports again this Saturday. I just did it this past Saturday as ref, and I'm a player this upcoming Saturday. I like doing both. You get different opportunities to be funny in different ways with those two different roles. But you know, I'm going to promote it on Facebook all over again, and probably nobody who I know will come. At least none of my, you know, close local friends will come, because they've seen it, and you know, people have lots of things to do, not just come to my comedy sports matches, which is totally fair. But it is interesting when you think about, like, you know, there are folks whose full-time job is creator on the internet, you know, YouTube stars or Instagram stars, influencers, and they constantly have to be in that self-promotional game. Tom Hanks doesn't, right? He can choose if he wants to do self-promotion, but he's doing just fine. And he's got a whole promotional engine behind him. And sure, if he has a new movie coming out, they'll send him on a press tour. But even if he doesn't do that press tour, his movie's going to do fine, is my take. I'm constantly on a press tour. Because I want people to play my games and see my shows and listen to my many, many podcasts and all that. Yeah, that's all I had. That's all I was thinking about today. There's no solution. There's no conclusion. Just the thought. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. And I cannot believe that tomorrow is October. It's crazy how the calendar works. It just it keeps going. I'm in a daze. See what I did? It was a calendar joke. It was a calendar joke. You get it. Yeah. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Lex.